You know that feeling where you're doing like everything right in your real estate business, but it still feels like you're stuck in quicksand, like you can't go anywhere? It's like you're cold calling and you're door knocking and you're running ads and you're buying leads and you're following up like a pro. But where are the high-end clients? Like, where exactly are they at? They're nowhere to be found, right? Meanwhile, it seems like all the other agents are attracting their dream clients and they have the secret sauce and you don't, and you're just stuck in this quicksand. But let me ask you something. What if the problem isn't what you're doing, but how you're doing it? That is exactly what we're diving into today with what I call the Wile E. Coyote paradox. So this is where all the things that you're doing to attract clients are actually repelling them. Like all the steps that you're taking to bring clients in, you're actually repelling them and you're pushing them away. That's the Wile E. Coyote paradox. And today I'm going to show you how to go from being Wile E. Coyote chasing the roadrunner nonstop to instead attracting clients who are chasing you. Let's be real. Does any of this sound familiar to you? You're spending hours making calls to leads who never pick up. And when they do pick up, they're not remotely interested. They're rude to you. They start arguing with you, or they just hang up on you. You're running Facebook ads, but the only people that are responding are the price shoppers or people who want to ask you like a million questions and they never commit. And they think maybe one day they'll sell, or maybe one day they might buy if the market turns around, right? You're constantly chasing clients who ghost you after you send follow-up after follow-up for days and weeks and months. And you feel like you're just waiting for that yes that is just never coming. It's just, I just want to hear one yes, please. And you are bending over backwards, proving to clients that you're worthy of their business instead of having them come to you already knowing that you are the one that they want to work with. This is so frustrating. I have been there. I know what it's like to feel like you're doing all the right things, but nothing is moving the needle. Like nothing is changing. And here's the thing, the hustle doesn't work the way you think it does. If you're stuck in this loop, you are not alone. The truth is that doing more doesn't equal better clients. It just equals more burnout. So let me break this down for you. Have you ever seen the Looney Tunes Wile E. Coyote? He's like obsessed with chasing the Roadrunner. Every single episode, he's coming up with some new gimmick. He's coming up with a new trap. He will try anything to catch the Roadrunner, but guess what happens? Every single episode, no matter what he does, the Roadrunner always gets away. It's like clockwork every single time. And here's the kicker. The harder he tries, the harder he tries to catch the Roadrunner, the more gimmicks, the more tricks he uses, the more desperate he looks. And that is what is happening when you are chasing clients. You're trying to catch them. And the more you chase, the more tricks you use, the more gimmicks you use, the slicker the scripts you use, the more they slip away and the more they're just gonna like escape your grasp. And here is why. High-end clients don't want to be chased. They don't want to feel like you're their only hope, like you're like barely holding on by a thread. The act of chasing them actually makes them question your value. Instead, they want to work with an agent who is already in demand, the agent who isn't scrambling, who isn't chasing, and who doesn't just like need their business to survive. So, what is the secret? You've got to stop acting like Wile E. Coyote and start embodying Mufasa energy. So, if it's been a minute, let me remind you of who Mufasa is. This is Mufasa from The Lion King. He didn't chase, he didn't scramble, he stood tall and he exuded confidence, and the entire kingdom respected him for it. That is the energy that you've got to bring to your real estate business. Instead of running and chasing after your clients and using gimmicks, you've got to build demand so that the right clients are drawn to you, so they naturally come to you. So, how do you make the shift from Wile E. Coyote to Mufasa? How do you stop chasing and start attracting clients effortlessly? Here's what you need to do. First, position yourself as the trusted leader. You have got to show up as the expert that you are. Because high-end clients don't want to work with agents who need their business. They want to work with agents who are confident, who know their worth, who know their stuff, and who provide value before they're even asked. You've got to speak to their needs and their desires and their fears and be a guide. Like they don't want a salesperson. They don't want to be sold to. They need a leader. They need a guide. They need a concierge. They need an advisor. So that's what we have to be. And that's who we have to show up if we want to attract high-end clients. Next, we've got to refine our messaging and our branding. So if your branding feels generic and it doesn't speak to your ideal clients, then you're blending in. I'm talking about your website, your social media, your marketing materials. All these things should be tailored to attract high-end buyers and sellers. When your message is clear and it speaks directly to your ideal clients, they know. They know right away that you're different, and they know right away that you are the agent that they've been looking for. And so what this means is not posting the generics just listed, just sold, under contract, open houses. If you are posting content that looks like every other agent in your area, you are not going to stand out. You are not going to attract high-end clients. They don't know that you're different and that you can help them. So third is create demand with attraction marketing. This isn't about doing more. This is about doing it differently. So start attracting clients by creating value in your content, whether that's educational posts or stories that highlight your success, or talking about ways that you saved your clients time or money or frustration, or even just like behind the scene insights about how you run your business and what makes you different. When you position yourself as a trusted expert, the leads are going to come to you pre-sold. You don't have to twist any arms. You don't have to convince. You don't have to drag anyone kicking and screaming to work with you. And your sales calls, they feel effortless because you're not having to sell yourself. So here's what I want you to do right now. Ask yourself, am I acting like Wile E. Coyote? Am I constantly chasing? Am I constantly using the gimmicks and the tricks, convincing people or having to prove myself? Or have I positioned myself like Mufasa, showing up as the confident, in-demand leader and agent that high-end clients are naturally drawn to? So think about that. And if you're ready to stop chasing and you want to start attracting, I have a couple ways that I can help you. First is watch my free training. So I've created a free training where I break down step by step how to elevate your brand, how to attract your ideal clients, how to stop hustling for leads. So click the link in the description to watch that now. Second, book a breakthrough business call with me. This is a free 15-minute strategy call where we go over your business, we identify what's holding you back, and then we make a plan to get you to the next level. And if this episode resonated with you, send me a DM on Instagram. Let me know your biggest takeaway from today's conversation. That's it for today. If you found this helpful, make sure to subscribe, make sure to like and review, and share this with an agent who needs to hear this message. I'll see you on the next one.